Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's New Year's Eve. We wish you a safe one in Times Square. 6,000 police officers will be deployed for the annual ball drop.
And much of Europe is on alert, too. In fact, no one at Scotland Yard has the night off. For the first time in history, all New Year's Eve leave has been canceled for Scotland Yard's 2,000 armed officers. They'll be on duty as part of Britain's unprecedented security for New Year's Eve. And this comes, of course, after the Paris attacks last month that left 130 people dead. Paul Kirby is Europe editor for the BBC's website. He joins us from London. And Paul, tell us more about security for New Year's festivities where you are.
What we have here is an all-ticket event near the Houses of Parliament involving 113,000 people. So they've all paid to get in, and the belief is amongst the security forces that there shouldn't be any problems as far as they're concerned. So everything is quite understated in London itself. They don't appear to have a specific threat. You know, we have the level of threat being called severe, which means an attack is seen as likely. But the security forces aren't suggesting that it is going to happen.
And one thing we're hearing is that officers who are on patrol in London will be armed tonight, which is unusual in your country.
That's right. I mean, we certainly aren't used to seeing armed police on the streets, but certainly people in recent weeks have noticed, I would say probably in recent years, more and more people are about as far as the police are concerned. However, it is still unusual to see a bobby on the beat with a gun.
And what about elsewhere in Europe? We hear that events are being canceled and scaled back in Paris. Brussels has canceled its planned celebration because of a credible terror attack. So what are we seeing there?
Yeah, that's right. So their annual celebrations usually attract 100,000 people to the heart of Brussels. I mean, it's perhaps not the biggest event you expect to see around Europe, but still a lot of people who go to the centre of that city. This is because they do have a credible threat. They arrested a couple of people because they felt there was going to be an attack around New Year's Eve, maybe New Year's Day. So you've got this fireworks celebration and a party that's been cancelled in the centre of Brussels. And obviously people in Brussels are trying to make the best of it. But the truth is that, you know, they've had so much going on since the attacks in Paris. Many of the attackers, don't forget, came from Brussels itself. And they're still on the hunt for one of the people believed to be a key attacker, a chap called Salah Abdeslam. He's been on the run ever since, and they haven't found him, and they keep on making arrests.
And is there any sense at all who might be responsible for this planned attack that they're worried about in Brussels?
Well, there's a lot of talk in Belgium about a group called the Kamikaze Riders. Now, this is a motorbike gang, and it's really not clear if they were involved, but some of the people who've been arrested, the two who were arrested at the weekend, they were members of this group, which is basically a biker gang, and six arrested today weren't actually thought to be members of this biker gang, but they are supposed to be linked in some way. And as part of the people who are being held for questioning today, they also found things in their searches, such as something that looked a little bit like an air gun or a BB gun. These things were called airsoft. And I guess the authorities are very concerned that this might be linked to a specific attack that might have taken place tonight. They hope to have scotched that one.
And while we're talking about arrests in Belgium and Brussels, you know, there have been more there this week, including some in connection to the Paris attacks last month. What else are we learning about those?
So in total, we have 10 people under arrest as far as the November 13th attacks are concerned. These people are only named by their first name, so we know very little about these men. What we do know is that Salah Abdeslam, he was one of the key attackers, and he slipped across the border from France into Belgium just hours after the attacks. Basically, it was a gaffe by the French security forces. Unfortunately, his details didn't get into the system quick enough, so he was able to slip back into Belgium. As a result, all the arrests are kind of linked to him and a place called Molenbeek, which is an area of Brussels which some people are describing as a hotbed of terrorism. But the truth is, a lot of people came from different areas of Brussels and other areas of Belgium.
Well, as we get ready for New Year's Eve here and we have all of this in the background, is there any conversation there in Europe that canceling these events, that adding all of this extra security, actually help sow fear in the population and is exactly what the terrorists wanted.
Every different capital is doing it differently. So whereas you've got the Brussels authorities being extra careful, and you've got the Paris authorities being extremely careful, there are no fireworks in Paris either tonight, which is very significant because Paris is, normally Paris would attract 600,000 people on the Champs-Élysées. And in Brussels, for example, you know, you've got people doing the best they can. The tourism authorities saying, no, we're still open for business. You've got this hashtag, Brussels fireworks on the internet, which is doing great business. But the truth is, I think things are going to fall just a little bit too flat. But you're certainly right. People are treating it differently. In Berlin, for example, I don't think there's going to be a massive difference from what we normally see. And Berlin, as far as I'm concerned, is probably the biggest party in Europe every year. You expect massive numbers. The difference tonight is that there will be searches, there will be bans on backpacks, on folding chairs, on glass bottles and fireworks, and you will see an increased security presence. But you will still see large numbers seeing possibly the best fireworks show, other than London, of course, in Europe.
Well, we will be keeping an eye on all of this as the clock ticks towards midnight around the globe. Paul Kirby is the Europe editor for the BBC's website. He's been speaking to us from London. Paul, thank you and Happy New Year.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you.